AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Israeli doctors walked out today and more strikes are threatened after the government's approval of a law that weakens the country's courts. Karen Shamas has details.
Protesters came out in their thousands in Tel Aviv, waving Israeli flags and setting off fireworks after the news came out that one of the judicial reform bills had passed. Four leading Israeli newspapers covered their front pages in black ink, with one line saying, "A black day for Israeli democracy." Bartender Bar Friedlander says the country is getting more and more divided.
More extreme and more angry and more determined to destroy the other side.
Analysts say the judicial overhaul could strain ties with the Biden administration and jeopardize the country's new alliances with Arab states. I'm Karen Chamas.
The International Atomic Energy Agency says landmines have been placed around Ukraine's Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant. It's currently under control of Russian forces. Meantime, the Pentagon has announced another $400 million in military aid to Ukraine. It includes a variety of munitions for advanced air defense systems and a number of small surveillance drones. And a former American Marine has been injured while fighting in Ukraine.
Trevor Reed got out of Russia in a prisoner swap.
That government is really sincerely evil. At all levels, from the top to the bottom.
A source tells the AP Reed was wounded several weeks ago in Ukraine. The State Department says he was taken to Germany for medical care. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says Reed was not in Ukraine on behalf of the U.S.
Since the beginning of the war, we've been very clear. We have warned that U.S. citizens who travel to Ukraine, especially with the purpose of participating in fighting there, that they face significant risk.
Reed's presence in Ukraine could complicate U.S. efforts to win the release of two other Americans still detained by Russia. Ed Donahue, Washington.
This is AP News. One of the best two-way players in hockey is calling it a career.
Boston Bruins forward Patrice Bergeron has retired. The six-time Selke Trophy winner announced he won't return for a 20th season. The Bruins captain says he is leaving with no regrets. Bergeron led Boston to the 2011 NHL Championship and two other trips to the Stanley Cup Final. The Bruins set a record last season with the most points and wins in NHL history, but lost in the first round of the playoffs. Bergeron has 427 goals and 613 assists in 19 seasons since the Bruins selected him in the second round of the 2003 draft. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
In talking Boston sports, a Celtics star has signed the biggest contract in NBA history, Jaylen Brown, agreeing to a five-year Supermax deal worth up to $304 million. The two-time All-Star averaged career highs of 26.6 points, 6.9 rebounds, and 3.5 assists last season. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.